budget, figure, marketing, production, investment. Right, let's get started. Now, you've all seen the budget proposals for next year. Have you got anything to say?
I think the research figure is too low. We should increase it by at least 5%.
Well, we could do that, but it means less money for the other departments. I think it should stay the same.
I agree with John. We could reduce the figure for marketing. That could allow us to increase the budget for research.
I felt marketing needed a good figure this year. They got a big launch mid-year. I think they couldn't manage with less.
I'm sure they could, and...
Just a moment. Let's look at the other two department budgets. That's production and sales.
Well, we can't cut the production budget. That's for sure. I don't know about sales.
Why do you say we can't cut production's budget? They had a big investment last year. Well, surely they could manage on less this year.
Yes, I think I agree. Production ought to manage with less this year, having spent too much last year.
A small cut in the production budget might mean we could increase the research figure.
Right. I'll put that to the production manager. Finally, what about sales?
I think it's a bit high. They might save a bit by spending less on the after-sales side.
John, any views?
Well, I think we should spend more on sales. That's out of the question. The figure shouldn't be changed. Motivation. Need theories. Two-factor theory. Content theories. Valence. Equity theory. Positive reinforcement. Negative reinforcement. Punishment. Information power. Traits. Autocratic. Democratic. Laissez-faire. Employee-centered. Job-centered. The management grid. Situational theories. Leading involves influencing the work behavior of others toward achieving organizational goals. Many theories argue that we behave the way we do because of internal needs we are attempting to fulfill. Need theories are sometimes called content theories of motivation because they specify what motivates individuals. If we are continually frustrated in our attempts to satisfy a higher level need, we may cease to be concerned about that need. Managers need to be particularly concerned with providing opportunities to satisfy growth needs, lest employees cease to be interested in them. Needs at the highest level are never completely fulfilled. Because as we work to develop our capabilities, both our potential and our needs for self-actualization grow stronger. Motivators are the factors that seem to make individuals feel satisfied with their jobs. Hygiene factors are the factors that seem to make individuals feel dissatisfied with their jobs. Herzberg's two-factor theory argues that hygiene factors are necessary to keep workers from feeling dissatisfied. But only motivators can lead workers to feel satisfied and motivated. Existence needs include physiological desires such as food and water, and work-related material desires such as pay, fringe benefits, and physical working conditions. Relation needs address out relationships with significant others, such as families, friendship groups, work groups, and professional groups. Growth needs impel creativity and innovation, along with a desire to have a productive impact on our surroundings. Need for achievement is the desire to accomplish challenging tasks and to achieve an important goal. We assess the probability that our efforts will lead to the required performance level. The probability is called effort performance expectancy. We assess the probability that our successful performance will lead to certain outcomes. The probability is called performance outcome expectancy. We assess the probability that our successful performance will lead to certain outcomes. The probability is called performance outcome expectancy.
Performance outcome expectancy.
We assess the anticipated value of various outcomes. The value is called valence. Equity theory argues that we prefer situations of balance or equity which exists when we perceive the ratio of our inputs and outcomes to be equal to the ratio of inputs and outcomes for a comparable other. In particular, goals should be specific and measurable, challenging, attainable, relevant to the major work of the organization, and time-limited. Positive reinforcement encourages individual growth, whereas negative reinforcement and punishment are likely to foster immaturity in individuals and eventually contaminate the entire organization, aimed at increasing the desired behavior. Positive reinforcement involves providing a pleasant, rewarding consequence to encourage that behavior. Negative reinforcement involves providing noxious, unpleasant stimuli so that an individual will engage in the desired behavior in order to stop the noxious stimuli. Power is the capacity to affect the behavior of others. Legitimate power stems from a position's placement in the managerial hierarchy and the authority vested in the position. Reward power is based on the capacity to control and provide valued rewards to others. Coercive power depends on the ability to punish others when they do not engage in desired behavior. Expert power is based on the possession of expertise that is valued by others. Information power results from access to and control over the distribution of important information about organizational operations and future plans. Research turned away from the trait approach in the 1950s when extensive reviews of various studies suggested there were that consistently distinguished leaders from non-leaders. Many management experts believe that performance is more closely related to the things leaders actually do than to the traits they possess. Autocratic leaders tend to make unilateral decisions, dictate work methods, limit workers' knowledge about goals to just the next step to be performed, and sometimes give punitive feedback. Democratic leaders tend to involve the group in decision-making. Let the group determine work methods, make overall goals known, and use feedback as an opportunity for helpful coaching. Laissez-faire leaders generally give the group complete freedom to provide necessary materials, participate only to answer questions, and avoid giving feedback. In other words, they do almost nothing and instead just keep out of the way. With the employee-centered approach, leaders focused on building effective work groups dedicated to high-performance goals. With a job-centered approach, leaders divided the work into routine tasks and closely supervised workers to ensure that the prescribed methods were followed and that productivity standards were met. The managerial grid developed by Blake and Mouton uses parallel leader attitudes, concern for people, and concern for production. The managerial grid developed by Blake and Mouton uses parallel leader attitudes, concern for people, and concern for production.
The managerial grid